From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You are very kind. Thank you. So back in 2005, we interviewed actor Tom Hanks in this show, and today we're going to interview his son, actor Colin Hanks. Colin Hanks has a daughter born just this year, so we've got to stay in the air long enough for her to grow up and get her own TV show so we can keep the streak going. But we're ready to hear from you right now. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Alex.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, Milwaukee's a great town. I was about to say that Milwaukee has the best collection of corner bars of any town I've ever been in, but maybe you already know that.
They also have shorter streets.
Do they really?
So that they can have more corner bars.
Exactly. Every 15 feet is another corner. Well, welcome to the show, Alex. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, the new interim editor-in-chief of the San Antonio Express News, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
Next, an alum of Second City and the Colbert Report, Mr. Peter Gross is here.
Hi, Alex.
And a comedian performing at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on November 20th, it is Paula Poundstone. So, Alex, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off. Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle will recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify two of them. Do that, you win our prize. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right, here's your first quote. It comes from a man who is not talking about flowers.
I enjoy flowers like everybody else.
No, that man was explaining why he might have said some interesting things to the ladies who worked for him once upon a time. Who was it?
Herman Cain?
Yes, Herman Cain. Is that right? Herman Cain was always a long shot. He raised even more doubts about his fitness for the presidency when it became clear that he does not know the first thing about lying about a sex scandal. Now, at first, Cain, he said he had no idea what the charges were about. Then he said, oh, yeah, there was that one thing. But we didn't pay out any settlement. And then it was like, oh, wait, we did pay that one woman, or maybe two women, a few months' salary, or maybe it was a year's salary, so they wouldn't talk about it. And, oh, yeah, I just remembered maybe it did happen, but it is still a lie. I swear I was only trying to order a pizza when I told the ladies to hold the sausage. That's all. He was in the pizza business. It could have come up. Politico, the online journal that broke the story, they came to him and they said, you know, we've got this story. What is your reaction? And they tried this for 10 days. They couldn't get a response.
And a reporter walked up to him and said, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment? And asked him over and over again. And Cain looked at the ground. And he didn't speak. And then he looked at the guy and he said, have you ever been accused of sexual harassment? And then they were like, no more questions.
Right.
So he's a Jedi.
Yeah.
I think maybe. He made more money in the 24 hours after the allegations came out than he had, like, in any other previous time.
Right.
And I think they should all do it. Romney should be like, I came on to somebody, but nobody would believe it.
He's terrible.
You didn't have sex with your wife.
It is true that Herman Cain does seem to have an amazing faith in his ability to talk himself out of anything, simply by wishing it were so.
You know what it is? Years of suggestive selling.
Really?
Yeah. You know, can I get a pepperoni pizza? Would you like a large? That's called suggestive selling. Did you
right.
know that?
I didn't
have you
know
ever
that.
Done that job?
No.
You know how they go, would you like fries
yeah,
with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's called
suggestive
selling.
I think suggestive selling is what he's in trouble for.
Yeah. Very good. Alex, here is your next quote.
Let them eat baklava.
That was a headline in the Wall Street Journal blog Market Watch talking about the economic crisis where?
Greece?
Yes, Greece. Very good. Yes. The situation in the country Greece is so complicated, we're going to try to explain it to you in terms of Greece, the beloved movie musical. So imagine that Frenchie decides to open a hair salon. So she borrows $100 billion from Rizzo. Then Frenchie blows all the money in cigarettes and hairspray and can't pay it back. And Rizzo says, I'll forgive half your debt if you stop buying all those malts. And Frenchie says, I love malts. So instead I'll go back to the drachma, which sounds like a cool nightclub but is really a currency. And then all the German banks collapse.
Wow.
Clear?
We go together like da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. They sing a song and they... Yeah. That's how it works. Now, what's happening right now is the Greeks don't know what to do because they could go on this austerity program, which would be brutal, or they could abandon the euro and go back to their old currency, the hero, which is a delicious sandwich meat they have in abundance. But if they did that, the rest of Europe, which loaned them all the euros, would be out of luck. Greece is basically the no-good sibling of Europe. France is saying to Germany, you lend him money? I told you not to lend him money. You just blow it. And Germany says, well, he said he's changed. And Greece is like, and this whole conversation is like just lying on the couch in its underwear saying, hey, guys, if the phone rings and it's the EU Central Bank, I'm not here.
I would like for them to actually use euros as currency because then they would have to buy euros with euros.
That'd be really fun.
And it would be like a great like Greek vaudeville routine.
That'd be hilarious.
How many euros for that euros? Yes. How many? How many euros do you want? How many are you going to give me for my euros? And so on.
Well, here's the thing. They're arguing over this right now at the G20 summit in the south of France, and President Obama is having a great time because, as the New York Times points out, the U.S. is bankrupt and powerless, so nobody expects him to do anything. So he gets to be the fun guy at the G20. He's been hanging out. He's been saying things like, hey, guys, let's go to my room and watch Transformers on pay-per-view. We can raid the minibar, or as you call it, Sarkozy, the perfectly normal-sized bar. Let me give you a noogie. You know, he's having a good time. Alex, here is your last quote.
First and foremost, I married for love. It just didn't turn out to be the fairy tale I had so badly hoped for.
That was somebody who was explaining her heartbreak at her divorce after only 72 days of wedded bliss. Who was it?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, indeed, yes. Miss Kardashian is the star of the E! Network's hit show Keeping Up with the Kardashians recently. If you wanted to keep up with this Kardashian, you would have to marry an NBA player, televise the ceremony as a two-part special event, and then end the marriage before the thing was out of reruns. The reasons for the divorce were hotly speculated on in the press. He wanted to live a quiet life back home in Minnesota and raise kids. She wanted to keep working as the leading stain on our national honor. But she's been getting... do you watch this? Do you watch the Keeping Up... I had the crash course in Kardashian lore this week, and it's quite amazing.
I cannot bring myself to view that show.
The Kardashians as a family make more money per year than like the top four movie stars in Hollywood combined. They make $65 million a year.
Well, they're working less, so...
Why don't they buy Greece?
That's a thought.
Well, you know, you got to... have a little sympathy for her this much?
This much. Why? Why
because,
do you have sympathy
well,
for Kim Kardashian?
Well, someone once explained to me, it's not like marriage gets any better after the first year.
So maybe she made the wise choice. She got out with the getting was good.
She cut her losses early.
Yeah, I know.
How long were the Chilean miners trapped?
Longer than the...
Not longer than Chris Humphreys.
Wow. Yeah, longer than Chris... Carl, how did Alex do in our quiz?
Alex had a perfect game, Peter. Three correct answers, so Alex, you win our prize.
Well done, Alex. Thanks for calling. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.